Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb, jou betroubare bron vir sake en beleggingsinsigte.
Ek dink enige iemand wat gereeld of selfs ongereeld in spitstyd in Kaapstad rondry sou weet hoe erg die verkeer daar is, veral op die snelweë. En die groot rede is dat die N2 en die N1 en die N2 heeltemal ontoereikend is. En Netwerk 24 het vandag berig dat die Suid-Afrikaanse Nasionale Padagentskap of SANRAL nou verskeie projekte van stapel gaan stuur om die snelweë op te gradeer en ook die Huguenote tunnel tussen die Parel en Woester uit te brei. En dit sal onder meer behels dat daar meer bane gebou word vir die snelweë en al hierdie uitbreiding sal sowat 9 miljard rand beloop. Randall Cable is op die lyn. Hy is van SANRAL. Randall, thank you so much for your time tonight. This seems to be a desperately needed project. How long has it been on the cards?
Hi, Rick. And so thank you for having me, and good evening to the listeners. To be honest, it's been on the cards for about 13 years. I'm not sure if you recall the N1, N2 Wineland Stal project that we tried to get off the ground some years back.
No, I don't know about that one.
So it went a bit south when we got interdicted, as a result of that, the N1, N2, which were proclaimed toll roads, had to be de-proclaimed toll roads. And we had to split them up into smaller sections, and they had to now compete with the rest of the national road network in the country on a competitive basis. And that's behind us now. And so looking forward, I am very pleased to announce that we are finally there where we can implement the various projects that we wanted to do back then.
So I understand that there are three projects. Can you quickly go through all of them, but just give us the highlights of what you are planning to do there?
Yeah, sure. So if you're riding on the N1, I know it goes over different jurisdictions as you come out of Cape Town, from the city, the province, and then on the SANRAL. And so our portion starts just after the Old Oak interchange. So we are planning to do a full upgrade, add extra lanes and a concrete median between Old Oak interchange up to Kulunov interchange, where you got the Weybridge. And that has a total length of just over 14 kilometers. We're going to upgrade all the interchanges as well. So that includes all the interchanges from Old Oak, it's the Brackenfell interchange, Okavango, Brighton, so Houstonburg, and of course the Kulunov interchange. And then we're also building a pedestrian bridge, and there will be street lighting as well. That's also much needed.
And the N2?
On the N2 is. It's on a very similar timeline. Also, a full upgrade between the Swartklip interchange, where we just have the two lanes, where it increases all the way up to Baden-Powell, and we're looking at a full upgrade, extension of the concrete median, and putting in extra lanes, as well as the street lighting, and putting up a more robust wall as well. On the N2, and that also includes at the various interchanges, which is Pine Road and also Muway and the Baden-Powell interchange as well.
I just wanted, so you will upgrade the roads belonging to SANRAL, but when they meet the provincial and roads and the City of Cape Town roads, they won't be upgraded. So if you add lanes to those highways, don't you just form a bottleneck when you get to the provincial road or the metro road, which will not be upgraded?
Yeah, I think in this particular instance, SANRAL is a bit behind, as I mentioned earlier on, as a result of the toll road. So we were not able to make any capital investment into the road. So as it is now, it should actually tie in very nicely with the existing lanes and the existing cross-section of the Western Cape government.
Now, I used to drive from Pretoria to Joburg every day when they started to build these the highways here in Joburg or in Gauteng, the Gauteng Freeway Improvement Project or the ETOL highways. And the first day after they started construction, I drove for 6 hours from Pretoria to Joburg and back. And there were significant traffic disruptions. So how would you do this to minimize traffic chaos?
Yeah, so at the moment, if you look at the Sandral sections that we are planning to upgrade, it's only two lanes. We've only got two lanes in each direction. So the idea is to construct the new lanes and then to move the traffic across, and then upgrade the existing lanes. So yes, we understand that there's going to be some inconvenience, but you know, at the end of the day, you have to break an egg to make an omelet. And you know how we respond to the various incidences that are happening on the freeway while it's under construction is very important. Yeah. And I think we can also leverage of the fact that it's under surveillance. We've got integration from the provincial traffic and the city of Cape Town. So if there is a breakdown or something on the two lanes, then we can make sure that it will be attended to as soon as possible.
Just lastly, how long do you foresee construction work to take place?
So at the moment, we're going to go out on tender. So we're looking at the commencement of construction on the N1 in the middle of next year. It will last for about 36 months. So it's about 3 years. And then in a very similar fashion on the N2 as well, where we are hoping to go out on tender towards the end of November, with us having a contractor on site in the middle of the next year.
Randall, baie dankie vir jou tyd. Dit was Randall Cable. Hy is van Sanram. Sandral, Mia, ek dink is brood nodig en hopelik gebeur dit vroeër eerder as later. Hopelik is daar nie weer regsaksies daar nie.
Ja, absoluut reg. Dit sal baie help. Soos ons vroeër gesels het, dit is 'n absolute nagmerrie om van enige iewers buite die Kaap in die Kaap te kom betyds op 'n verkeersdag. En dit is die dat mense so sukkel ook om eerder verder in die stad uit te kan woon en nog steeds in die stad te kan werk. En ek dink dit sal almal baie help. Dit sal ook besighede help dat mense meer geneig is om kantoor toe te kom en dalk nie so baie van die huis af van werk as wat ons op die oomblik sien nie.
Ja, en is ook belegging. Dis iets wat ons regtig sien. Ons soek infrastruktuurbeleggings en mens moet dit nie vergeet nie. Hoopelik is dit Suid-Afrikaanse maatskappye wat hierdie tenders kry en nie Chinese of buitelandse maatskappye soos wat die geval is met verskeie ander sandeltenders nie.
Ja, nee, absoluut. Dit is definitief een van die eerste en maklikste maniere vir ons om die ekonomie hupste te gee en om ekonomiese groei te begin bewerkstellig, ook vir werkskepping. As ons Suid-Afrikaanse maatskappye kan kry wat hierdie tenders kan wen, kan dit groot werkskepping tot teweeg bring vir hierdie tipe van besteding in die infrastruktuur. En dan, soos jy self weet, sal dit ook ons BBP-syfer in Suid-Afrika 'n groot hupstoot gee. Ons is ver agter die besteding op infrastruktuur in Suid-Afrika wat net nodig is vir instandhouding om eers te praat van verbetering en uitbreiding nie. So dit sal 'n wonderlike opstoot wees vir hierdie inisiatief.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoede, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.